Blog Talk Radio.
Assalam alaikum. Assalam alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show entitled The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. It is entitled The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Assalamu alaikum. We open up with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. We seek refuge with Allah from Satan rejected. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka nabudu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Siratal ladheena an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters. This show is dedicated specifically to creating in Los Angeles a new Sister Claire Muhammad School. The Sister Claire Muhammad School that we acknowledge that we have named it the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. That's Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. We STEM is the acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math, mathematics. So what we do, we feel that we will be successful if we put Allah first, if we put Allah first by putting his book first. So what we do is we read 1/30 of the Holy Quran every day. Right now we are on the last juice of the Holy Quran, number 30 over 30, Anaba, and we ask the believers to call in and to share with us or participate in the reading by reading one section at a time. So this is what we're going to do right now, inshallah. And we start off by saying, concerning what are they disputing? This is Anaba. This is page 1585, 1585. And number one, concerning what are they disputing? Concerning the great news about which they cannot agree. Verily, they shall come to know. Verily, verily, they shall come to know. Have we not made the earth as a wide expanse? Alhamdulillah. Have we not made the earth as a wide expanse? The mountains as pegs? Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. And have we not created you in pairs and made you sleep for rest? Alhamdulillah. Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm getting a call from my sister. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Rashad. Can you start right there, number 31? Just keep reading for a little while I get a couple things in order. Can you start right there, number 31?
Yeah. All right.
Then.
Verily, for the Muttaqin, there will be a success paradise, gardens and vineyards, and young full-breasted mature maidens of equal age, and a full cup of wine. No dirty, false, evil talk shall they hear there, nor lying. A reward from your Lord, an ample calculated gift, according to the best of their good deeds. From the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in between them, the most gracious, with whom they cannot dare to speak on the day of resurrection, except by his leave. The day that Jibril and the angels will stand forth in rows, they will not speak except him whom the most gracious Allah allows, and he will speak what is right. That is without doubt the true day. So whoever wills, let him seek a place with his Lord by obeying him in this worldly life. Verily, we have warned you of a near torment, the day when man will see that the deeds which his hand have sent forth, and the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I were mere dust. Those who pull out, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, by those angels who pull out the souls of the disbelievers and the wicked with great violence, by those angels who gently take out the souls of the believers, and by those that swim along, the angels are furnace in their orbits, and by those that press forward as in a race, and by those angels who arrange to do the commands of their Lord. So verily, you disbelievers will be called to account on the day when the first blowing of the trumpet is blown. The earth and the mountains will shake violently, and everybody will die. The second blowing of the trumpet follows it, and everybody will be resurrected. Some hearts that day will shake with fear and anxiety. Their eyes will be downcast. They say, shall we indeed be returned to our former state of life, even after we are crumbled bones? They say, it would be in that case a return with loss. But it will be only a single shout. That is the second blowing of the trumpet. When behold, they find themselves on the surface of the earth alive after their death. Have there come to you the story of Musa, when his Lord called him in the sacred valley of Tor? Go to Sa'un. Verily, he has transgressed our bounds in crime, sins, polytheism, and disbelief. And say to him, would you purify yourselves from the sin of disbelief by becoming a believer? And that I guide you to your Lord, so you should fear him. Then Musa showed him the great sign, miracles, but Fa'un belied and disobeyed. Then he turned his back, striving against Allah. Then he gathered his people and cried aloud, saying, I am your Lord Most High. So Allah seized him with punishment for his last and first transgressions. Verily, and this is an instructive admonition for whosoever fears Allah. Are you more difficult to create, or is the heavens that he constructed? He raised in height and has perfected it. Its night he covers with darkness, and its full moon he brings out with light. And after that he spread the earth, and brought forth therefrom its water and its pasture. And the mountains he has fixed firmly to be a provision and a benefit for you and your cattle. But when there comes the greatest catastrophe, that is the day of resurrection, There is a day of recompense. The day when man shall remember what he strove for. And hellfire shall be made apparent and fill view for everyone who sees. Then for him who transgressed 39:37.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Then for him who transgressed all bounds and disbelief, oppression, and evil deeds of disobedience to Allah, and preferred the life of this world by following his evil desires and lusts, verily his abode will be hellfire. Whereas for him who fears standing before his Lord and restraining himself from impure evil desires and lusts, verily paradise will be his abode. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the hour. When will be its appointed time? You have no knowledge to say anything about it. To your Lord belongs the knowledge of the term thereof. You, Muhammad, are only a warner for those who fear it. The day they see it, it will be as if they had not tarried in this world except an afternoon or a morning.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let me take it up from there. And thank you very much, Alhamdulillah. It's going to be more readers. I'm going to put out a blast now, Alhamdulillah. But we'll talk about it just a little bit. The Prophet frowned. Like Abbasah, he frowned, number 80. The Prophet frowned and turned away because there came to him the blind man interrupting. But what could tell thee but that perchance he might grow in spiritual understanding, but that he might receive admonition and the teaching might profit him. As to one who regards himself as self-sufficient, to him dost thou attend, though it is no blame on thee if he grow not in spiritual understanding. But as to him who came to thee striving earnestly and with the fear in his heart, of him wast thou unmindful. By no means should it be so, for it is indeed a message of instruction. Therefore let whoso will keep it in remembrance. It is in books held greatly in honor, exalted in dignity, kept pure and holy, written by the hands of scribes, honorable and pious and just. Woe to man who hath made him reject Allah. From what stuff hath he created him? From a sperm drop he hath created him, and then molded him in due proportions. Then doth he make his path smooth for him. Then he causes him to die and puts him in his grave. Then, when it is his will, he will raise him up again. By no means has he fulfilled what Allah hath commanded him. Then let man look at his food and how we provide it, for that we pour forth water in abundance, and we split the earth in fragments, and produce therein corn and grapes and nutritious plants and olives and dates, and enclose gardens dense with lofty trees and fruits and fodder for the use and convenience of you and your cattle. At length, when there comes the deafening noise, that day shall a man flee from his brother, and from his mother and his father, from his wife and his children. Each one of them that day will have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others. Some faces that day will be beaming, laughing, rejoicing. Other faces that day will be dust stained. Blackness will cover them. Such will be the rejecters of Allah, the doers of iniquity. Okay, this is the next Atakwir. Atakwir is folding up. Go ahead, my brother.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. When the sun is wound and its light is lost and is overthrown, and when the stars fall, and when the mountains are made to pass away, and when the pregnant she camels are neglected, and when the wild beasts are gathered together, and when the seas become as blazing fire, are overthrown, and when the souls are joined with their bodies, the good with the good and the bad with the bad. And when the female infant buried alive is questioned, for what sin was she killed? And when the written pages of deeds, good and bad, of every person are laid open, and when the heaven is stripped off and taken away from its place, and when hellfire is set ablaze, and when paradise is brought near, then every person will know what he has brought of good and evil. For verily, I swear to by the planets that recede, and by the planets that move swiftly and hide themselves, and by the night as it departs, and by the dawn as it's, and as it brightens. Verily, this is the word of a most honorable messenger from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, owner of power, high in rank with Allah, the Lord of the throne, obeyed by the angels in the heavens and trustworthy. And the old people, your companion, Muhammad, is not a madman. And indeed, Muhammad saw him, Jibril, in the clear horizon towards the east. And he, Muhammad, withholds not a knowledge of the unseen. And he, Muhammad, withholds not a knowledge of the unseen. And it, the Quran, is not the word of the outcast Shaitan. Then where are you going? Verily, this Quran is no less than a reminder to all the Alameen, mankind and jinn, to whosoever among you who wills to walk straight. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
Al-Antiqar 82. When the sky is cleft asunder, when the stars are scattered, when the oceans are suffered to burst forth, and when the graves are turned upside down, then shall each soul know what it has sent forth and what it has kept back. O man, what has seduced thee from thy Lord most beneficent, him who created thee, fashioned thee in due proportion, and gave thee a just bias. In whatever form he wills, does he put thee together. Nay, but ye do reject right and judgment. But verily over you are appointed angels to protect you, kind and honorable, writing down your deeds. They know and understand all that ye do. As for the righteous, they will be in bliss, and the wicked, they will be in the fire, which they will enter on the day of judgment. They will not be able to keep away therefrom. And what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is? Again, what will explain to thee what the day of judgment is? It will be the day when no soul shall have power to do aught for another. For the command that day will be holy with Allah. Alhamdulillah. Mutafifin, number 83, brother.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Woe to our mutafifin, those who give less in measure and weight, those who, when they have to receive by measure from men, demand full measure, and when they have to give by measure or weight to others, men give less than due. Do they not think that they will be resurrected for reckoning on a great day? The day when all mankind will stand before the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Nay, truly the record, the volume of deeds of the disbelievers, pious sinners, evildoers, and the wicked is preserved in Sijin. And what will make you know what Sijin is? A register inscribed. Woe that day to those who deny. Those who deny the day of recompense. And none can deny it except every transgressor, the unbounds and disbelief, oppression and disobedience to Allah, the sinner. When all verses of the Quran are recited to him, he says, tales of the ancients. Nay, but on their hearts is a covering of sins and evil deeds which they used to earn. Nay, surely they, the evildoers, will be veiled from seeing their Lord that day. Then verily, they will indeed enter and taste the burning flame of hell. Then it will be said to them, this is what you used to deny. Nay, verily, the record of the deeds of the pious believers of Islamic monotheism is preserved in Ilyun. And what will make you know what Ilyun is? A register inscribed to which bear witness those nearest to Allah, that is, the angels. Verily, the pious believers in Islamic monotheism will be in the light, paradise, on thrones, looking at things, looking at all things. You'll recognize in their faces the brightness of the light. They'll be given to drink of pure sealed wine. The taste thereof, that wine, will be the smell of musk. And for this, let all those strive who want to strive, that is, hasten earnestly to the obedience of Allah. It, that wine, will be mixed with tasneen, a spring whereof drink those nearest to Allah. Verily, during the worldly life, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed, and whenever they passed them by, used to wink one to another in mockery. And when they returned to their own people, they would return jesting. And when they saw them, they said, verily, these have indeed gone astray. But they, disbelievers and sinners, had not been sent as warners, as watchers over them, the believers. But this day, the day of resurrection, those who believe will laugh at the disbelievers on high thrones, looking at all things. Are not the disbelievers paid fully for what they used to do?
Vladimir Shaitana Rajini, 84, Inshikak, the rending asunder. When the sky is rent asunder and hearken to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, and when the earth is flattened out and cast forth what is within it and becomes clean, empty, and hearken to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, then will come home the full reality. O thou man, verily thou art ever toiling on towards thy Lord, painfully toiling, but thou shalt meet him. Then he who is given the record in his right hand, soon will his account be taken by an easy reckoning, and he will turn to his people rejoicing. But he who is given the record behind his back, soon will he cry for perdition, and he will enter a blazing fire. Truly did he go about among his people rejoicing. Truly did he think that he would not have to return to us. Nay, nay, for his Lord was ever watchful of him. I'm at 16. So I do call to witness the ruddy glow of sunset and sunset, the night in its homing, and the moon in her fullness. Ye shall surely travel from stage to trace, from stage to stage. Alhamdulillah, let me write that down. Ye shall surely travel from stage to stage. What then is the matter with them that they believe not? When the Quran is read to them, they fall not prostrate. This is prostration here. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's a prostration. Alhamdulillah. But on the contrary, the unbelievers reject it. But Allah has full knowledge of what thy secrete in their breasts. So announce to them a penalty grievous to those who believe and work righteous deeds. For them is reward that will never fail. Never fail. Alhamdulillah. We're at 85, Al-Buruj, the constellations.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the heavens holding the big stars, and by the promised day, that is the day of resurrection, and by the witnessing day, Friday, and the witness day, that is the day of Arafat Hajj, and the ninth of Dhul Hajj. Cursed were the people of the ditch, and the story of the boy and the king, of fire fed with fuel when they sat by it, the fire, when they witnessed what they were doing against the believers that is burning them. And they had no thought except that they believed in Allah, the mighty, worthy of all praise, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah's witness over everything. Verily, those who put into trial the believing men and women, and then do not turn in repentance to Allah, then they will have the torment of hell, and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Verily, those who believe and do righteous good deeds, for them will be gardens under which rivers flow, paradise. That is the great success. Verily, O Muhammad, the seizure punishment of your Lord is severe and painful. Verily, he it is who begins punishment and repeats punishments in the hereafter. Originates the creation of everything and then repeats it on the day of resurrection. And he is oft forgiving, full of love towards the pious who are real true believers of Islamic monotheism. Honor of the throne, the glorious. He is a doer of whatsoever he intends or wills. Has a story reached ye of the hosts of Fa'un and Thamuz? Nay, the disbelievers persisted in denying Prophet Muhammad and his message of Islamic monotheism. And Allah encompassed them from behind, that is, all the deeds are within his knowledge, and he will requite them for their deeds. Nay, this is a glorious Quran inscribed in our look, our Mahfuz, the preserved tablet.
Number 86, Al-Tariq, the night star, by the sky and the night visitant therein. What will explain to thee what the night visitant is? It is the star of Christian fighting.
Subhanallah, you didn't say the Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah. Have I got to say it out loud or can I say it to myself?
Since we're reading, you know, I thought you would say it out loud, but yeah, if you say it to yourself, because
okay.
I'm reading it, I didn't know. That's why I said it. I didn't know you were saying it to yourself. Okay.
By the sky and the night visitant therein, what will explain to thee what the night visitant is? It is a star of piercing brightness. There is no soul but has a protector over it. Now let man but think from what he is created. He is created from a drop emitted, proceeding from between the backbone and the ribs. Surely Allah is able to bring him back to life. The day that all things secret will be tested, man will have no power and no helper. By the firmament which returns in its round, and by the earth which opens out from the gushing springs of the sprouting vegetation. Behold, this is the word of that distinguishes good from evil. It is not a thing for amusement. As for them, they are but plotting a scheme, and I am planning a scheme. Therefore, grant a delay to the unbelievers. Give respite to them gently for a while. We're at number 87. Allah, the Most High.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High, who have created everything and then proportioned it, and who have measured for everything, even to be blessed or wretched, and guided or shown mankind the right as well as the wrong path, and guided the animals to pasture, and who brings out the pasturage and then makes it dark stubble. We shall make you to recite the Quran, so you, O Muhammad, shall not forget it, except what Allah may will. He knows what is apparent and what is hidden. And we shall make easy for you, O Muhammad, the easy way, that is doing righteous deeds. Therefore, remind men in case the reminder profits them. The reminder will be received by him who fears Allah, will be avoided by the wretched, who will enter the great fire and will be made to taste his burning. There he will neither die to be enraged nor live a good living. Indeed, whosoever purify himself by avoiding polytheism and accepting Islamic monotheism shall achieve success. And remember the name of the Lord, by which we none but Allah, and praise five compulsory and now five additional prayers. Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. Verily, this is in the form of scriptures, the scriptures of Abraham and Moses.
Alhamdulillah, Lord, brother. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As the story reached thee of the overwhelming event, some faces that day will be humiliated, laboring hard, weary, while they enter the blazing fire, the while they are given to drink of a boiling hot spring. No food will there be for them but a bitter dari, which will neither nourish nor satisfy hunger. Other faces that day will be joyful, pleased with their striving, in the gardens on high, wherein they shall hear no word of vanity. Therein will be a bubbling spring. Therein will the thrones of dignity raised high, goblets placed ready, and cushions set in rows, and rich carpets all spread out. Do they not look at the camels, how they are made, and at the sky, how it is raised high? And at the mountains, how they are fixed firm. Alhamdulillah. Look at these questions. I just want to read this again. Do they not look at the camels, how they are made? And at the sky, how it is raised high? And at the mountains, how they are fixed firmly? You know, this is a way for people to. And at the earth, how it is spread out? Therefore, do thou give admonition, for thou art one to admonish. Thou art not one to manage men's affairs. But if any turns away and rejects Allah, Allah will punish him with a mighty punishment. For to us will be their return. Then it will be for us to call them to account. Alhamdulillah. We are at number 89, Al-Fajr. Go ahead, my brother.
All right. The break of day of the dawn, Surah Al-Fajr. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. By the dawn, by the 10 nights, there's the first 10 days of the month of Dhul Hajj, and by the even and the odd of all the creations of Allah. And by the night when it departs, there is indeed in them the above of sufficient proofs for men of understanding. And that day they should avoid all kinds of sin and disbeliefs. Saw you, O Muhammad, not how your Lord dealt with the Ad people or Imran, who are very tall, like lofty pillars, the like of which were not created in the land, and with the Thamud people, who hewed out rocks in the valley to make dwellings, and with Fir'aun, who held the high stakes, who torture men by binding them to the stakes, who did transgress beyond bounds in the land and disobedience to Allah and made them much mischief. So your Lord poured on them different kinds of severe torments. Verily, your Lord is ever watchful over them. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and bounties, then he says, in exaltation, my Lord has honored me. But when he tries him by straitening him his means of life, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. Nay, but you treat not the orphans with kindness and generosity. That is, you neither treat them well nor give them their exact right of inheritance. We urge not one another and urge not one another the feeding of the poor. And you devour inheritance all with greed, and you love wealth with much love. Nay, when the earth is ground to powder, and your Lord comes with the angels and rolls, and hell will be brought near that day. On that day will man remember. But how will that remembrance then avail him? He will say, alas, would that I had sent forth good deeds for this day of life. So on that day none will punish as he will punish, and none will bind the wicked disbelievers and polytheists as he will bind. It will be shared to the pious believers of Islamic monotheism. Oh, ye, the one in complete rest and satisfaction, come back to your Lord, well pleased yourself and well pleasing unto him. Enter you then among my honored slaves. Enter you my paradise.
Alhamdulillah. Right now we're at number 90. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, may Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah, Malahim. I do call to witness this city, and thou art a free man of this city. And the mystic ties of parent and child, verily we have created man into toil and struggle. Thinketh he that none hath power over him. He may say boastfully, wealth have I squandered in abundance. Thinketh he that none beholdeth him. Have we not made for him a pair of eyes and a tongue and a pair of lips, and shown him the two highways? But he hath made no haste on the path that is steep. The Lord will explain to thee the path that is steep. It is freeing the bondman or the giving of food in the day of privation to the orphan with claims of relationship, or to the indigent down in the dust. Then will he be of those who believe in enjoying patience, constancy, and self-restraint, and enjoying deeds of kindness and compassion. Such are the companions of the right hand. But those who reject our signs, they are the unhappy companions of the left hand. On them will be fire vaulted over all around. Well, right now we're at 91, Asham, the sun.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. By the sun and its brightness, by the moon as it follows it, by the day as it shows up the sun's brightness, by the night as it conceals the sun, by the heaven and him who built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by Nas and him, by Nas, Adam or person or soul, and him who perfected him in proportion. Then he showed him what is wrong for him and what is right for him. Indeed, he succeeds to purify his own self, is obeys and performs all that Allah has ordered, and by following the true faith of Islamic monotheism, and by doing righteous good deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self by disobeying what Allah has ordered, by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism, or by following polytheism, or by doing every kind of wicked, evil deeds. The Mu'ud people denied the true prophet through their transgression by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism, and by following polytheism, and by committing every kind of sin. When the most wicked among them went forth to kill the she-camel, but the messenger of Allah, Salih, said to them, be cautious, fear the evil end. That is the she-camel of Allah. Did not harm it, and bar it not from having its drink. Then they denied him, and they killed it. So the Lord destroyed them because of their sin, and made them equal in destruction. That is, all grades of people, rich and poor, strong and weak. And he, Allah, feared not the consequences thereof.
Alhamdulillah. We're 92 out, Layl, the night. By the night as it conceals the light, by the day as it appears in glory, and by the mystery of creation of male and female, verily the ends ye strive for are diverse. So he who gives in charity and fears Allah, and in all sincerity testifies to the best, will indeed make smooth for him the path to bliss. And he who is a greedy miser and thinks himself self-sufficient and gives the lie to the best, we will indeed make smooth for him the path to misery. nor will his wealth profit him when he falls headlong into the pit. Verily, we take upon ourselves to guide, and verily unto us belong the end and the beginning. Therefore do I warn you of a blazing fire fiercely. None shall reach it but those most unfortunate ones who give the lie to truth and turn it back. But those most devoted to Allah shall be removed far from it. Those who spend their wealth for increase in self-purification and have in their minds no favor from anyone for which a reward is expected to return, but only desire to seek for the countenance of their Lord Most High, and soon will they attain complete satisfaction. But number 93, Al-Duha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, by the forenoon after sunrise, by the night when it darkens and stands still, your Lord, O Muhammad, has neither forsaken you nor hates you. And indeed, the hereafter is better for you than the present life of this world. And verily, your Lord will give you all good so that you shall be well pleased. Did he not find you, O Muhammad, and often, and give you a refuge? And he found you unaware of the Quran and its laws and prophethood, and guided you? And he found you poor and made you rich, self-sufficient, with self-contentment. Therefore, treat not the orphan with affection, and repulse not the beggar, and proclaim the grace of your Lord, that is the prophethood, and all other graces.
Have we not expanded thee thy breast and removed from thee thy burden, the which did gall thy back and raise high the esteem of, in which thou art held? So verily, with every difficulty, there is release. Verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Therefore, when thou art free from thy own immediate task, still labor hard, and to thy Lord turn all thy attention. Teen the fig.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. By the fig and the olive, by Mount Sinai, by the city of security, Mecca. Verily, we created man in the best stature and the best of molds. Then we reduce him to the lowest of the low. Say, those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous deeds, then they shall have a reward without end, paradise. Then what or who causes you, O disbelievers, to deny the recompense, that is the day of resurrection? Is not Allah the best of judges?
Alhamdulillah. 96. Al-Alaq, the clinging clot or ikra, leave. Proclaim or read the name of thy Lord and cherish who created man out of a mere leech-like clot of congealed blood. Proclaim that thy Lord is most bountiful. He who taught the use of the pen, taught man that which he knew not. Nay, but man doth transgress all bounds in that he looketh upon himself as self-sufficient. Verily, to thy Lord is the return of all. Seest thou one who forbids a votary when he turns to pray? Seest thou if he is on the road of guidance or enjoins righteousness? Seest thou if he denies truth and turns away? Knoweth he not that Allah doth see? Let him beware. If he desist not, we will grab him by the forelock, the lying, sinful forelock. Then let him call for help to his council of comrades, who will call on the angel of punishment to deal with him. Nay, heed him not, but bow down in adoration and bring thyself closer to Allah. But 97, Al-Qadr, the night of power.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, verily we have sent it, this Quran, down in the night of decree, Al-Qadr. And what will make thee know what the night of decree is? The night of Al-Qadr decree is better than 1,000 months. Therein descend the angels and the Ruh, Gabriel by Allah's permission with all decrees. All that night there is peace and goodness from Allah and his believing slaves until the appearance of dawn.
Alhamdulillah. 98, Albaina. Alhamdulillah. That's one of the sisters' names. Lifeline. Albaina. Albaina. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Those who reject truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists were not going to depart from their ways until there shall come to them clear evidence. A messenger from Allah rehearsing scriptures kept pure and holy, wherein are laws or decrees right and straight. Nor did the people of the book make schisms until after there came to them clear evidence. And they have been commanded no more than this: to worship Allah, offering him sincere devotion, being true in faith, to establish regular prayer and to practice regular charity. That is the religion of right and straight. Those who reject truth among the people of the book and among the polytheists will be in hellfire to dwell therein for aye. They are the worst of creatures. Those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they are the best of creatures. Their reward is with Allah, gardens of eternity beneath which rivers flow. They will dwell therein forever. Allah will please with them, and they with him. All this for such as fear their Lord and cherish him. Number 90.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, when the earth is shaking with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burdens, and man will say, what is the matter with it? That day, it will declare its information about all that has happened over it of good or evil, because your Lord will inspire it. That day, mankind will proceed in scattered groups, that they may be shown their deeds. So whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom shall see it. And whosoever does evil, even to the weight of an atom, shall see it.
Allahumma inna shaitana rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Al-Adiyat. Those that run, Surah 100, by the steeds that run with panting breath and strike sparks of fire and push home the charge in the morning and raise the dust and clouds the while and penetrate forthwith into the midst of the foe in man, truly man to his Lord is ungrateful. And to that fact, he bears witness by his deeds, and violent is he in his love of wealth. Does he not know when that which is in the graves is scattered abroad, and that which is locked up in human breasts is made manifest, that their Lord had been well acquainted with them even to that day? Life and Shaitan. Al-Qadiyah, 101, Al-Qadiyah. The 101.
Al-Korea. Ramad al-Qam al-Korea. Al-Korea, the second hour, there's their resurrection. What is the second hour? And we'll make you know what the second hour is. It's a day when mankind will be like moths scattered about, and the mountains will be like carded wool. And as for him whose balance of good deeds will be heavy, he will live in pleasant life in paradise. But for him whose balance of good deeds will be like, he will have his home in Huwaiya, that is a pit in hell. And that will make you know what it is. It is a fiercely blazing fire.
Fire. Shaitan. It's 102. Al-Takathur, the piling up. The mutual rivalry for piling up the good things of this world diverts you from the more serious things until you visit the graves. Ye shall soon know the reality. Again, ye shall know. Nay, were you to know with certainty of mind, ye would beware. Ye shall certainly see hellfire. Again, ye shall see it with certainty of sight. Then shall ye be questioned that day about the joy you indulged in. 103, Al-Asr.
Al-Asr, good time. Remember Allah, most gracious, most merciful. By Al-Asr, good time. Verily, man is in loss, except those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to truth. But it is all of one another to perform all kinds of good deeds, which Allah has ordained, and abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds, which Allah has forbidden, and recommend one another patience for, and the patience for the suffering, harms, and injuries which one may encounter in Allah's cause during the preaching of his religion, Islamic monotheism, or jihad.
Okay, alhamdulillah. We're on number 104. Scandalmonger. Woe to every kind of scandalmonger and backbiter who piled up wealth and lays it by, thinking that his wealth would make him last forever. By no means. He will be sure to be thrown into that which breaks to pieces. And what will explain to thee that which breaks to pieces is the fire of the wrath of Allah kindled to a blaze, that which doth mount right up to the hearts, and shall be made into a vault over them, in columns outstretched. Alhamdulillah. We're at 105. I'll feel the elephant.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Have you, O Muhammad, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not make their plots go astray? And he sent against them birds and flocks, striking them with stones of baked clay. And he made them like an empty field of stalks and straw, which the corn has been eaten up. You know, let me just mention this. You know, there was this brother, you know, they say that the imam should be mindful of how long they lead prayers, you know, during the prayer time. So they had, this brother had read all of Al-Baqarah. And so the newcomer, the new believer, asked, well, what's the name of that surah? It's so long. He said, it's the cow. And then he started with this one, and he said, before he got to finish, he said, well, wait a minute, what's the name of this one? And he said, the elephant. He said, the elephant. You know, comparing the cow to the elephant. He thought, if the cow was that long, how long would the elephant be?
Would the elephant be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're at 106.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
For the covenants of security and safeguard enjoyed by the Quraysh, the covenants covering journeys by winter and summer, let them adore the Lord of this house, who provides them with food against hunger and with security against fear of danger. 107, Brother Rashad.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, have you seen him who denies the recompense? Let us see who repulses the orphan harshly and urges not the feeding of the poor. Yeah, miskin. So woe unto those performers of prayer, the prayers are the hypocrites, those who deny the prayer from their stated fixed times, those who delay their prayers from their stated fixed times, those who do good deeds only to be seen of men and prevent small kindnesses.
Alhamdulillah. Who are you at number, alhamdulillah, is that 108 now?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brother Al-Muqsi. Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaikum assalam. Hold on. Blessings upon y'all this morning.
Yes, sir. Good. Assalamu alaikum.
If you have a Quran, you can get in on these blessings at 108 and read us through from 108 to 114 if you got a a Holy Quran right here in Surah 108. You got one?
Not near me. I'm out in my garage. Out in my,
okay, my man, I understand. All right. Alhamdulillah. This is 108.
I'm listening, though. I get the same blessing. Keep reading. Keep reading. I get
that's
the
right.
same blessing.
That's right. That's right. All right, bro. To thee we have granted the fount of abundance. Therefore, to thy Lord, turn in prayer and sacrifice, and he who hateth thee will be cut off from future hope. Alhamdulillah. Okay, 109, brother Rashad.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, say, O Muhammad, to those who disbelieve, O Kafirun, disbelievers in Allah and his oneness, and in his angels and his books and in the messengers and in the day of recompense and in Al Qadr, I worship not that which you worship, nor will you worship that which I worship. And I shall not worship that which you are worshiping, nor will you worship that which I worship. To you be your religion, and to me my religion, Islamic monotheism.
Alhamdulillah. We're 110, Al-Nasr, the help. When it comes the help of Allah and victory, and thou dost see the people enter Allah's religion in crowds, celebrate the praises of thy Lord and pray for his forgiveness, for he is oft returning in grace and mercy. We're at 111, Brother Rasha.
All right. The Palm Father, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, perish the two hands of Abu Lahab. Perish he. His wealth and his children will not profit him. He will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames. And his wife, too, who carries the wood, as she used to put in the path of Muhammad, which she used to put in the path of the Prophet, are used to slander him. And her neck is a twisted rope of palm fiber.
Alhamdulillah. We're at number Al-Ikhlas, the purity of faith, 112. Say, he is Allah, the one and only. Kul hu Allah, hu ahad. Say, he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten. And there is none like unto him. Alhamdulillah. Number 113, Brother Rashad.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. I say the reference which Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, and the evil of what he has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, of the moon that it sets and goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow on the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, this is the end right here. This is Surah 114, Al-Nas, Mankind. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord and cherish your mankind, the king or ruler of mankind, the god or judge of mankind, from the mischief of the whisperer of evil who draws after his whisper, the same who whispers into the hearts of mankind among the jinn and among men. Yes, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow we will start back in the beginning with Al-Fatiha and Al-Baqarah, and we will continue, inshallah. I think we're doing one of the best things we could ever be doing in life right now, reading the Creator's book that he gives us, alhamdulillah. And I just wanted to report, assalamu alaikum, brother Al-Muqsi. I'm in touch with Muslim Journal. Called them, left messages. They called me and left messages, so we're playing phone tag. But we're going to make contact and inshallah do business. Alhamdulillah, that's Muslim Journal. It's a brother there that is a good brother, and I can't recall his name right now. But I'm kind of like working with him. And it's a sister also there named Zubaydah. I don't know if she's still there. Then HUD. I'm in contact with HUD because I need to, I think we need to keep in mind that if we could find a way that we could have these Clare Muhammad schools being 501c3s and work with HUD, they have a program where 501c3s in good standing could acquire properties at 30% under market value, 30%. And sometimes with HUD, when they say 30%, usually sometimes it's 40% or so, because they're very sometimes very liberal with how they appraise and assess the value. So if we can get these 501c3s, and then, you know, we won't be bothered sometime with, you know, paying the teachers and administrative costs. But also we need to, like you say, Brother Al-Mufsi, Muhammad, to contact these public school, these Muslim public school teachers, and ask them to help us. These, and like you say, it should be a whole lot of them across the nation. They just have to be asked to help, and they probably will. Probably some good brothers and sisters out there. Alhamdulillah. And so we want to connect with HUD, maybe what we'll do is maybe tweak my 501c3, or maybe Sister Clare Muhammad out here will get a new one. But, you know, we'll think about that a little later. So I'm yet to do a text blast. Brother Rashad, he's been reading the tape, but I had to kind of like get my routine down, because getting up at 4:45, 4:30, 4:45, I was losing sleep. I had so much on my mind that I couldn't sleep. And so I've been drinking chamomile tea. And me and Rashad talked about other like melatonin and other stuff to get sleep, you know, because you got so much on your mind, and you know, and alhamdulillah. So it's getting better, and we're getting a routine now, And the brother is working real good with the website. I guess these days in 2021, having a website kind of like shows that you're in the game. You're in the game. So. You know, that brother, he really put together, to me, a beautiful website. This is a landing page, and we got information in there. Alhamdulillah. I stopped by the Army Surplus store yesterday out there in Gardena, and I looked at some of the flight suits, and they got some children's flight suits for less than $50. And so I had been kind of like worried, but they got some for sale. And I got the manufacturer so I could get on the internet and find out. But I still want that African brother. I called it African brother. Say, I told him, well, you may not have to make it, but I still want to do, because he's an African Muslim brother, and I still want him to make me a suit. He charged me $120 for just one flight suit. Al-Mufsi, when you were in the military, did y'all wear flights? You were in the Marines or Army or Air Force? What were you?
I was in the Army.
Al-Mufsi, you was in the Army.
Yeah, I was in the Army.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. It just so happens that for some reason I'm affiliated with a lot of brothers who were in the Air Force. It just seemed like it's just working out that way, the brothers.
Well, you're out there in Navy and Air Force land. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All your so, California, Arizona, Nevada, you know, all that's Air Force and Navy and Marine material, you know, because of the climate, the et cetera, where that's a lot of their bases are out there and training and stuff like that.
Right. Mhm. Yeah. And so, So you know, we kind of get, you know, we got to get, you know, keep this front of mind, keep this going, and be patient with it. You know what I mean? Sometimes we, so African Americans are so impatient. You know what I mean? And There's so many disappointments, and sometimes we give up stuff. But alhamdulillah, I think this is a good thing, and I got a lot of good help, good people. Alhamdulillah. Brother Rashad, who you got something to say? Brother Rashad.
You mentioned something you just said about patience and perseverance, you know.
Okay, Rashad, you got bad reception on your phone, bad off. Is your speaker cracked or something?
Yeah, what about now? Is this better?
Yeah, a little better. Right.
Yeah.
Are you speaking into the phone?
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You know, you mentioned something where, you know, we are just reading, you know, our loss at the time, you know, whereas man is in loss, except those who exalt one another to truth and exalt one another to patience, you know, patience and steadfastness. So that's just what you were mentioning. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, we don't see our efforts bring fruit, you know, and it's just like, you know, if we reflect on nature, you know, and nature doesn't just, things just don't happen, you know, like the sun just don't pop up into the sky high noon, you know, it gradually rises and then it gradually sets, you know, and a seed you put in the ground, you know, you got to water it, and sometimes you're watering it and you don't see nothing, you know. You know, I was listening to I remember Les Brown, and he said, there's a tree called it, I think he said it was the name of the Japanese bamboo tree. And so, you know, it takes a long time for that seed to actually germinate and, you know, produce the bamboo. And so, you know, he said man was out there just watering, and people would be coming by looking at him, what he was watering. You know, he knew what it was. It takes years for that seed to even come out the ground. So he'd just be watering it, and people would think, well, man, what are you doing? But he knew he had planted that seed, you know, and then when it finally came up. So, you know, you were right. You were saying that, yeah, a lot of times we get a little discouraged when our efforts don't immediately show results, but that's not how, you know, things work. You know, it takes time, takes watering. That is, you know, planting the seed and nourishing the seed with all it, you know, takes to, you know, make it come up.
Alhamdulillah. All right, but yeah, all praise be to Allah. I think one of the good things that we're doing is reading this 130th a day, and it's going to keep us grounded. Grounded and,
yeah, alhamdulillah.
And of the highest spiritual height, you know what I mean? So that's a good thing, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna put out a blast, text blast, to let everybody know what we're doing now. I was kind of hesitant. I wanted to see how everything was going before I did it. So now that we have a routine, kind of, you know, and it works, you know, as far as you know, because I still work. So it's coming. So, Brother Al-Muqsi Muhammad, can you tell us about the good life? The good life, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, you got 5 minutes. Alhamdulillah.
I can only recite and repeat the good life. Well, Allah tells us how to get this good life. And all we got to do is hear and obey, you know. And I like what you just said a few minutes ago about the reading the 30th of the Quran keeps us grounded. So that means it's very important that we establish this foundation. If we want to stay grounded with all this supreme and wonderful knowledge of Allah is giving us and teaching us and guiding us, et cetera. You know, there's a whole lot of knowledge here today. That we are called back from this earth here, or if we are blessed to be a part of the last day of the day of resurrection, it's a whole lot of knowledge out there, a whole lot of knowledge. I'm telling us all the time, the good life is in the fact that you have a foundation. To have all these visions, inspirations, dreams of success, you know, et cetera, you know, have to be grounded. Because if you don't, Shaitan will come up to you and so what they call it, sub root you or something like that. Somebody call it sub. He'll put a false foundation up underneath of you, you know. And that's why Imam was trying to tell us also, you know, look below the surface, look below your foundation and make sure it's solid. Because if you get yourself all not rooted into what Allah has given you to deal with this knowledge he's given us, the guidance that he's given us, this destiny that he's given us, you'll find that Shaitan has put a false bottom up underneath you. And we have an experience of that. When you look at the history of what we're going through just in our little short 100 years in America, since Allah has blessed us with his mercy to come and give us some relief from our du'a. You know, the foundation we're on right now is very, because we don't have one. We haven't established the foundation of Deen al-Islam, the foundation that Allah says in the Quran you have to have if you're going to gain what I have prepared for you and what you have been praying for. You know, you got to do it with your own free will because I still created you for a purpose. And one here on this earth is the good life. I mean, realistically. And the good life is still only going to come from the Quran. It's not going to come from the knowledge that we get everywhere until we break ground today to lay the foundation, you know, and start living on that foundation. You know, the same highways and sidewalks we see in this phony world out here, we are supposed to establish a real world. You're going to still have the same thing. You're still going to have the highways and the sidewalks and the nice homes and et cetera, but they'll be on a solid foundation. You know, it won't be like when you go to a lot of places, you got to buy a house, you got to get a soil sample to make sure that you haven't been sold some land that you can't even put a foundation on because of water, because of streams up underneath of it, you know, because it's not the solid granite rock and different levels of foundational earth that you need to establish a foundation upon. So this good life, we have to go back and re-fortify the foundation of Al-Islam. Because, see, we didn't got so far away from Al-Islam, they call it Islam now, and they got all different types of Islam, and people keep feeling, they're not talking about Al-Islam, you know. They're just talking to submission to somebody's idea or submission to some type of environment or submission to money or submission to all the different things. We see that the human being is in submission, but they're not in submission to the foundation or what Allah has prepared for us in order to gain the peace that we need in the good life that we're going to have on this earth to let people know that there's another way other than the way to the hellfire. Because people have been convinced that they ain't going to heaven. They just talk it. They just talk it, and they just talk it. Just like we're doing the same thing. We had to watch ourselves. We have 1,400 years to prove that people who say, La ilaha illallah, has been living on a false foundation, have lied to themselves, living a dream that they have no intention or have no faith that they're even going to come to pass. Because none of them have asked Allah to give them clear guidance, clear faith, clear knowing the nature of what they are required for us to do here while we're in this transitorial state of giving Shaitan his respite. We're not from here. We came down here, you know. So this is the final frontier, as Imam said. You know, this is where we learn the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, and the good life that it's going to take to attract the people from the fire. You know, just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, he said, oh my Ummah, how you are attracted to the fire like a moth to a flame. You know, we have to be careful, and we have got to stress to our own self first. You got to save your own soul first, each and every one. You got to save your own soul first. But if we're doing it in unity, if we're doing it as a community, if we're doing it as believers in the one God, and the example that he has left for us of how to establish the good life, he's already showed you, can't nobody have to regard how much of the resources that I bless you to have. You cannot do anything by yourself. This is a group participation. This is a team effort. This is a family effort, the good life. Because an individual who has the good life all by himself or herself does not have the ability or the support or the family life or the community life to keep that good life in his place and protect it from Shaitan and the enemies of the good life. Because they're coming. You know? They'll infiltrate you. We know how the hypocrite works. The hypocrite comes and say, oh, you know, I love the good life. I'm with y'all. And then he leave or she leave and she go tell the other people who are living in unrealistic life, tell them the same thing. We have to appreciate all this knowledge the Lord has given us and put it on a firm foundation. Because, again, we got to still remember, this is the last one. This is the last revelation. This is the last. Let's think about 50, 60, 70 years ago. We ain't know nothing about no halal. We ain't know nothing about who is eating food so tore up from the flow up, like they say. You know, improper homes. We've been cheated, robbed, out of your services and everything. And the world was is of imperfection. Only Allah has been, only Al-Islam has been completed in the nature that Allah SWT has created it for the life of the believers in Allah and his message. Al-Islam ain't for everybody. That's why Allah said he's the only one going to be the one who selects who he lets come amongst the believers, who he going to let come amongst and test the believers. What hypocrites, what disbelievers he going to let be amongst us and see if we can get us to go back on the life like we've seen the example in Adam being in the garden. They've already been in the most wonderful place you could ever be in. And but Satan, in his whispering, in his using other human beings to make you question what you already got. You got the best thereof. That's why we are taught to take the best thereof. If we keep taking the best thereof of the United States of America, if we keep taking the best thereof the Quran, if we keep taking the best thereof of the meaning of loving what Allah gives you to feed you, your animals, give them that love, give them that good life. Well, they know it. You ever had a dog that you try to raise in a nice house and spoil him, and then you want to sit him out? He go to growling at you. You go and you go tell him to get out the house or get back out the way. But he go to growling at you. Say, man, I like this laying up on the couch in here. You know, so the good life is not something that you take so lightly, because after all, it's coming from the Lord of all the world. This vision in our minds, this language in our minds. We have to manifest it in these days and time. Ain't we had enough of our children suffering? Look at the children of the believers since Adam and Eve. How they have suffered because the believers can't stay focused. Can't follow instructions that Allah has made clear in the books that he has sent to the family, the messages and warnings. And now we're in the final period of this establishing the good life, the other world in this world, just like Esau said. He said, I'm in the world, but I'm not of it. But I'm getting ready to get out of the way. So he who comes after me and those who believe will establish the other world that I'm in and really from. The world of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know.
SubhanAllah.
So I think that's my five.
Anybody else want to say something? Anybody else want to say something? Otherwise, Brother Muhammad, I just wanted to say that, alhamdulillah, I'm going to do a text blast or send out a lot of texts to people, let them know what we're doing with the name Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. But the show is Good Life, Good Life. Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Yeah. You know, I got to put Sister Claire Muhammad in there because, you know, that keeps the focus of what we're trying to do. And so I'm going to let everybody know. So, yeah, all praise be to Allah. So, Rashad, you got something to say? You got 5 minutes.
Well,
if you do.
I was thinking about the idea that, you know, we're talking about, and that is that 10,005, you know, give 10,000 believers to give $5. I don't know how many believers there are in, you know, the community here following Imam Dirty Muhammad. It got to be about, I would say, adults, maybe at least, 300,000 or more? About, you know, America?
No, it's way more than that. It's way more than that. Shaitan's trying to keep us from seeing in 1985, excuse me for interrupting you, and I think it was 1985, the population of the people who was influenced by Imam W.D. Muhammad was 2.1 million people. We disappeared. We still having babies. You know, that's why you run into so many what we call people who are not don't seem like they know anything about the Quran or life exempt from, but yet still they got a Muslim name. I'm talking about African Americans.
Yeah, you run into a lot of them.
Because a lot of the Nation of Islam. Yeah, because a lot of the Nigerian law parents, they had kids. They had two, almost three generations of kids born in the Nation of Islam under the leadership of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who before Imam Muhammad came on board, use that terminology. And then those who transferred over to true Al-Islam and the Quran and the guidance of the Quran, we've been having babies ever since, you know, 1975.
So the point, what I was trying to say is, okay, now with that 10,005, if we have about, let's say, 2 to 3 million believers, if we could just contact just a portion of that number, you know, and to have them to donate $5 a month, to the school, Sister Claire Muhammad School. I mean, man, we could have schools all over the country. All over the country, man. In every city where there's a masjid and you'd have money left over, not only for schools, but to help the masjids as well. But the thing is, how do you get that message out to so many people and to have them to contribute $5 a month, you know, because I think that's doable, man. That is doable for anybody, you know, on any kind of budget, and could spare $5 a month for your own self-preservation, you know, of your community and your faith and your future, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Then we had to go back to statistics. Ever since 1975, when the University of Al-Islam brought into being by Allah's permission to Sister Claire Muhammad, you know, when we made the transition from Nation of Islam to true Al-Islam and the leadership of Imam Muhammad, we brought so many schools with us. We were still supporting and building through our deeds and actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and reward us for the continual education of Al-Islam in North America. Now we're always down. We're all the way down to 7 on paper, and they you know they call our schools institutions, and it's a good wise sign from Allah, because we know when you look up the definition of institution, it means a place of education for special people, you know, and we haven't got to the school level and public school level, because that's for the general population who may or may not be under the influence, you know, in our language, of the whispers of the shaitan and those who follow him. So the institutional is a preservative thing. The Sister Claire Muhammad School, that's why it's so special to us. It's for special people who have a special destiny that Imam Muhammad explained to us, and the Honorable Imam explained to the University of Islam and thing when Sister Claire Muhammad, through Allah's guidance, brought into this idea. Now, since then, we have to open our eyes and realize the scheme that Shaitan is pulling us to create our distrust. You know, you can't have a school system that's not rooted in a community. The Sister Claire Muhammad School System is for education, institutional education of the people of the Quran and the people of the life of Prophet Muhammad under the leadership of Imam W. Muhammad in 1975, because we come to call the people back to true faith, and we have to also keep it balanced with world junior education. Otherwise, math, science, and we have to learn those things, because we are on the road to reestablishing true Al-Islam in America, and inshallah around the world, an example of true Al-Islam, a model of the example of that. By modeling ourselves off of the life of Prophet Muhammad, and in time they'll see that. So right now, like we said, there's approximately probably 3 points summoned. Well, excuse me, I'm taking back. Done the homework. There's 40 million African Americans in the United States of America. We can take a pretty well comfortable thing and saying that out of that 40 million Christians and whatever else they might be, at least 5 or 6 or 7 million of them are those who are in our community under the leadership of Imam W. Muhammad. And they're right now we got great grandchildren, because I got great great grandchildren myself, and I'm just 75. See, so I know that, and a lot of them have been influenced directly or indirectly by the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad and the callers who faith Imam W. Muhammad. So if we can figure out how to reconnect, that's why everybody is using that word connect so much. We have to reconnect and establish the community based on the Quran and life of Prophet Muhammad here in the United States of America, that Imam Muhammad's destiny was, to get us fine-tuned from the cleanup that we got from the Nation of Islam and all the social problems. And then we're supposed to go right into the thing, let the Quran and Prophet Muhammad counsel and comfort us, reestablish our moral structure, give us our uswa, the proper way to think and deal and make decisions about things. And then Allah also gave us another thing. We had to do it by Shura. Now, like what Aleem was saying a few minutes ago, the first thing is advertisement and communication. Like you said, we got to let the world know what Allah is blessing you to try to do to please him, so he will be pleased with you and pleased with us and shower us with his forgiveness on us. You know, and we have to ask for it. We have to ask Allah to forgive us for deviating from what is clear in the life example of of Imam W. Muhammad, and bringing us into the life of Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad bringing us into the life of Almighty God Allah, you know, and how to serve him, how to receive his rewards, etc. Now, only thing, this is a suggestion of remembering this. When you stress, the program is the good life according to Quran and Sunnah. Now, the benefits of it is that we establish the good life, reestablish the good life according to the Quran and Sunnah. It will automatically make us take care of the business, and we've been well-educated in the business world, science world. We have educators in all. I'm talking about the African descendants in the community of UNW Muhammad, because we still haven't lost our favor. I think, inshallah, I pray we haven't. We have a destiny to bring everyone who believes back to the right path and establish Deen al-Islam. He's an American, and anyone who believes, who are the Muslims who are behind us, you know, inshallah, a lot of them going to, the believers amongst them is going to come on board, and the whole world will come on board for those who believe. Now, that's what I was talking about. He's talking about all you who believe. He ain't talking about the people who he's already designated to go to the hellfire if they use their free will to choose the wrong way. He's talking about the people who are trying to get off underneath all kind of bad life and then grab this good life. Now, as a suggestion, I want us to all remember that one of the worst things we could do to lose the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is make something else more important than the life in the Quran. We have to be tolerant and patient and start working on the foundation, which is the good life strictly from the Quran. The life example of Prophet Muhammad and from the top of the Imam Muhammad, because he's showing us how to still talk to us and talk to each other and talk to the people around us as we lay this foundation out. Now, we already know that school and education is number one after the Quran. You know, the education of who Allah is, the history of creation, the history of Prophet Muhammad, son of Islam, and we already have the history of Imam W. Muhammad at our disposal already. Because anything else more important than establishing the good life of the Quran is going to make us start distrusting each other again. Because we done had it, and we done had all kind of believers in our community who has taken money from Imam Muhammad, has stole his inheritance. You know that we have done it to each other. We have, you know, we got Muslims over here, even though they're not of our destiny. You know, selling pork, selling alcohol. We got a whole lot of stuff to clean up with the Quran and with the life of Prophet Muhammad in order to declare it a good life in America, where life is pure D hell. Even people are turning back on their own nature and embracing homosexuality and other bestiality and every other kind of stuff that's been going on all along. So we have to be careful that we don't make the school, we don't make businesses, we don't make a lot of these things more important than following revelation like Prophet Muhammad had to. Prophet Muhammad gave all his business, him and Sister Khadija, may Allah be pleased and bless them forever. He showed us that you might have to give up your success in this world in order to gain the success of both worlds. Of both worlds, because we ask a lot of blessings with the good of this world and the blessings with the good of the next. We have to stay focused and remember we have been asleep. We have been bamboozled in the history, in our history. So when we do, like it seems that we are doing right now, we thank Allah for this mercy. Out of all the blog shows, out of all the stuff that's going on in the United States of America, Allah has put out here in the public arena a declaration. These are some believers of Banu Jaddan, or student of Imam Muhammad, whatever we want to call ourselves. But we have finally gotten back around now to want to realize that the best life to establish in America is the life that comes out of the Quran. Now, we have to, we went from, I don't tell how many high school we had, I think the Sister Claire Bahamas school system from its inception, and went all the way up and come all the way down to seven, and some weekend schools and some other things. Knowing all these years we've been successful, we've been growing, we've been getting money, we've been getting better jobs, better education, you know, but maintaining our faith. But we have been refusing to lay the foundation for the good life according to the way Allah has described it in the Quran and given us an example of how to do it in Medina, how to go back and even take a messed up society like Mecca and turn it back into something. Mecca is almost equal to what we're going through here in the United States, because people are committing abortion, burying their children, for the sake of a few dollars or wanting a better life, they'd rather bury their kids. You know, we selling our life for all kinds of. So we have a good parallel. That our goal is to establish New Medina, just like we have the New Medina there in Mississippi. We have some believers before who followed the inspiration and the guidance of Allah and His Messenger and Imam W. Muhammad to try to give us a sign to establish a Medina here in America. And it's still supposed to happen, you know, because we're just talking about the good life. And the good life that we see Allah has left us as a sign is the life that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through Allah's guidance, gave to Medina. The city of pure light. There's no darkness in the city of Medina. So we have to remember that we're not going to remember these things except like the way you do it today. Reading Quran and be willing to obey the Quran, because Allah is not going to put no burden that we can't bear. Allah is not going to ask us to establish the good life according to Quran right here in America, and the good schools, the good hospitals, the good halal food, the good businesses, you know. He's not going to burden us with that if we can't do it. We can do this. He done already gave us permission to do it. We got a lot of things that's given us. We got a lot of signs and things to help us. We got the lifeline. We got the message of concern. We got a lot of good work that we are doing to show us that we need to tend to our own business and establish the destiny that Allah has given us, and that is establish true Al-Islam here in the United States of America. You know, right in the eyes of every human being on this earth, the hypocrites, the disbelievers, the non-believers, you know, the meth heads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because they all, those are our enemies. The enemies of Al-Islam is the disbelievers, especially the ones who have came in and went out of what Allah invited them to. That's what Shaitan is trying to make us, he's been trying to make us become hypocrites about our faith and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger. Now, the only way we're going to be able to prove that it's not that way is we establish the good life. And we've been working on that. We're establishing halal places to eat. We're buying halal, making our own halal. I was reading a good article last night, you know, about the farms up there in Michigan, the farms up there in New York and everything, that our brothers and sisters, what we call immigrants, have came over here and have done it for personal reasons because of their lack of faith and their lack of letting the hypocrites guide them away from what Allah has prescribed for us, instead of taking charge of their destiny on their own. But they have established big farms up there in Michigan, in Texas, you know, halal farms, you know, that they brought with them from where they came from over when they came to the United States of America, like I said, you know. And then they bind their products, et cetera. But we have to establish all that we need is in the Quran. All that we need is in the life of Prophet Muhammad. The best thing we can do for the Christians, the Jews, or the drug addict, or the people in the jungle, is establish this good life and let them know it comes from Allah, the Lord and Creator of all the world. And this is the final revelation, so they don't have time to fool around if they're going to obey or disobey. Look how clear Allah is. Allah said either you accept it or reject my guidance. Ain't no in-between. Ain't no bargaining. And Allah warns us all about that in the Quran. How y'all going to bargain with me? And some of y'all so bold, y'all come to me praying haram, eating haram, sleeping haram, and have the nerve to ask me to bless you? And he tells them not equal are those who sit at home as those who go out to establish what I have prepared for them in the Quran in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and have given them one from amongst them in their time to keep the air clean, to keep the road straight for our children, the children of faith. What community on this earth can say that their children are the children of faith? Nobody except us right now. And look how we already got them fighting in the believing in Al-Islam, because they don't see nothing. They don't see the good life in the Quran. They don't see where they might be driving Mercedes or have nice homes unless they get it through the dunya. We cannot, and we have to learn, like Brother Amin was saying a few seconds ago, we have to learn how to prioritize. The number one thing in our life is law. The next thing in our life is Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the third thing in our life is following the tafsirs of the human being who brought us to the Quran, Prophet Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad. And bring him, like he said, a good future. Look, he ain't using the word past. He said take him back into the past. His past or anybody's past. He said take me on to a better future with the believers. He's still making, and what his last dua is, inshallah, it seems like he was asking Allah, have mercy on them. Forgive them for what they know not what they do. And bless them to be the people of faith. You know, in these last days, you know, we have to follow what is clear to us and don't mix it up. Well, Allah is born enough. Allah said, my Quran is enough. Don't put nothing to compete with it. And if you follow the process of what I have prescribed for you in the Quran, whatever you need, your schools, your banks, good marriages, loving one another, it will all fall in place as we establish the good life from the Holy Quran, you know. So be mindful as we appreciate this zeal, this new opportunity that we need to establish the good life in the Quran first, because everything else will come natural. And we thank Allah, like I was telling the brother Imam there in Nashville, we're so proud of you who Allah has entrusted with the preserving of what we do have and keeping the faith. That there are sacrifices of holding on to the Sister Clara Muhammad school system for 50 years, 60 years. Some of them got been holding on from day one, holding the schools together and producing believers, not Muslims. They've been producing believers, mu'mins, in one God, in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the modern day enlightenment. By Allah's permission, of the life of Imam W.D. Muhammad. You know, and he's still showing his mercy on us by letting us go back and re-educate ourselves in the knowledge that Allah blessed Imam Muhammad to bring to us when we have been so hard-headed, rebellious, made him change his course, and he thanked Allah. On the day when he stepped down from the community, Imam Muhammad said, I got something else better to do. Anyway, I need to get back on my job of teaching Deen al-Islam and trying to talk straight to the believers and quit fooling around with those of you who don't want to change. You like your psychological problems. You like your dreaming about the dunya and people of the dunya. You know, our men run around being married to Muslim sisters and they sit there on TV and lust and go through a bunch of things on dunya women, vice versa. Our children wanting to be like disbelievers, Christian, everybody, while at the same time they're living the life of trying to be a Muslim. I love Michael Jordan. Everybody want to be like Mike. I want to be LeBron James. Muslim children. You can't get them to be presentable in a modest dress, they want to put on a sign or an icon, a picture, or a number of some other human being who's living the bad life. Because ain't none of them role models. None of them. They drink. They smoke cigarettes. They do things that we might not see on the news, but But you know that that's the type of life they're living because that's the type of religion they got condones it. We got homosexual basketball players. Homosexual football players. And I like a lot. I don't know about some of y'all. How many of y'all remember when Sue Jabbar was doing beer commercials for Coors Beer, laying up on an ice-covered mountain with his basketball shorts on, advertising beer? Satan is making mockery of us not wanting to establish the life that Allah invites us to that's in the Quran. Called Deen al-Islam, not Islam. He done it to a lot of our so-called role models. We got wonderful names maybe given to them by their parents. Or maybe at one time they believed. And then they went out and believed. We know about people like that. Yes, sir.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Erico 310-210. You got something to say? You got 5 minutes. You know, we welcome your thoughts. We welcome your comments. 310-210. If you got something to say, go ahead and speak up. I've opened up your mic, but if you don't want to, it's all right. You don't have to say anything. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, okay, Brother Muhammad, continue. And I'm on my way. On my way to with that mule.
Yes, sir. Just ride him right. You know. The 3110 number.
Uh-huh.
You might be set it on a message.
Well,
from Almighty God Allah through you. You know.
I open up his. So
please say something. You know.
I think that's Brother Michelle. That's all right, Brother Muhammad.
Well, we have just a few minutes here left, but we sure got 5 minutes for anyone who's on the mic and your lines are open, you know, to come in and give us the message. Because Allah said he works through the minds of men and women of faith to keep us abreast.
Well, you know, we don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, so if they don't want to say anything, alhamdulillah, they don't have to. But Muhammad, continue, and then in about 5 minutes, you can make the prayer. Until tomorrow, actually, it'll be a Juma. We have a Juma with Brother Muhammad Khatib, which is Reuben Khatib, a Juma at 1 o'clock Western time, so that's 4 o'clock Eastern time. Juma. So tune in if you got to call the same. Well, no, it's a different number. Different number for the Juma. If you want to write it down.
Message concern number, right?
Yeah, right. Message concern number. Yeah. Brother Muhammad gonna teach from Masjid Salam here in Los Angeles. And that number is 515-602-9665. That's 515-602-9665. And that should be a Juma at 1 o'clock. Yeah. So all praise be to Allah. So,
like I said before, Brother Rashad, could you
yes,
get on and talk and close out?
Well, you know, you covered it all, basically, you know, alhamdulillah. All we have to do, you know, is keep striving, you know, keep tuning to Allah, asking for guidance, and, you know, try to share what we have, you know, those who know, share with those who know not. But alhamdulillah, this is the Juma, alhamdulillah. We go to the Masjid, 6-7. And inshallah, just, you know, keep moving forward, you know. So, Father, you want to close out with Father now?
Yeah, you want to do that. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Uzu Brahim, Mir, Shaitan, Irajim. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Al-Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Yom, Adin. Yekin, Abudu, Yekin, Asta'im. Itina, Salat, Al-Mustaqim. Salat, Al-Azina, and Amda, Alayhim. Wurrah, Madiri, Alayhim, Al-Adolim. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Peace and blessings on everybody.
Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yeah, and the Juma Mubarak.
Juma Mubarak.